Hello, guys. I am having an amazing day. Like, I'm having such a great day. It is an absolute beautiful, sunny Florida hot day, and I'm so excited. Guys, there is something so different about when you are doing work that is like kingdom business. When you are doing work that is for the Lord and you get to glorify God in your business, there is nothing like it. You just get filled up, you get fired up, you get fueled from the inside out. And whenever you are finished working, or whenever you are working, you are overflowing and you are not empty. Your tank doesn't go empty. You are just filled up because you have a kingdom business. We are going to be talking about how to have a kingdom business, what to do, how to have it, and I'm so excited. I cannot wait to dive in. Just so you know, there is a ton of airplanes flying over today. So if you hear some of those noises, that's what it is. I really don't want to stop the podcast today just for the airplanes. So I hope that it doesn't bother you too much. But I'm so excited. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode, because today is the day. All right, guys, action steps. How to have a kingdom business and the action steps on how to lay your business on the altar. Also, I have something super fun at the end that I can't wait to share with you guys. All right, the first thing you have to do, you have to submit your life to God. You do. You have to say, Lord, you created me. What do you want me to do? You have to submit yourself to God. After submitting yourself and your life to God, then you have to take your business and you have to lay it down on the altar. You have to say, God, this is your business. Have your way. And I know that's a lot easier said than done, but if you really want to have a kingdom business, if you really want to have overflow, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. You have to say, God, this is not mine anymore. This is yours. Have your way. What do you want me to do? And then you have to do what he asks you to do. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things. That means anything you ever need or want in life, like it is going to be handed over to you because the Lord is your provider. He is your healer. He wants to take care of you. He wants to bless you. But first, you got to show up and you have to give him control. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plans will succeed. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. The next thing that you need to do is you need to be looking to Christian leaders. You need to be getting business advice from Christian business leaders. This can be church leaders or Christian entrepreneurs or Christian business coaches. Because when I used to listen to leaders in the online industry, they teach edifying of yourself. They teach self-edifying. It's very selfish and like self-entitled. It's all about self. And when I was listening to these people, it left me feeling so empty. They would also teach you how to like strive for perfection. I was always listening to this. I loved this lady, okay? She was this activating manifestation coach, and she would have me feeling all hyped up right? I would be excited. I would be taking action. I was all hyped up. But then guess what happened? I would crash and burn. By the day, I would feel terrible at the end of the day. And it was literally like a sugar rush. Like, oh my gosh, you feel so amazing. You're hyped up. You're inspired. And then all of a sudden, it crashes. And you feel worthless. You feel like you can't measure up. And it's because they're teaching you to hold yourself up to this perfect standard. Or even to their standard. And this is whenever I started to get these little Holy Spirit nudges that I needed to be careful. I felt the Lord was like, whoa, you need to be careful what she says, and you need to be careful what you're listening to. And that's when I really was, okay, I've got to find some Christian leaders to listen to. And I'm not going to lie, there's not a ton of Christian business coaches out there. There's really not. I mainly look up to preachers and women, of course. I feel like that's another thing that I've talked about that I feel is so important, is that you are also learning from Christian females in the online space, or Christian female entrepreneurs. This is so, so important, because like I've talked about before, learning from men is great and there's some wonderful Christian men leaders, but we also need to be learning from women too, because hello, we are women. And we think differently than men. And so it's so nice to be led by other females. So just be super careful who you're listening to. Beware of some manifestation coaches. And just make sure that you are fixing your eyes on Jesus. The next big thing is, anytime you're going to make big decisions, always pray. Always pray. If you need to make a decision in your business, always ask for guidance. The biggest thing here, if you already pray over your business, that's amazing. I love that. And I'm going to challenge you, actually, because a lot of people will be praying. But are you positioning yourself to hear from God? Are you stopping and waiting and saying, okay, God, like I just prayed for this, and now I'm going to sit quietly and I'm going to wait for you? This is also called like meditation. It's like prayer and meditation. And this is something that's actually a little newer to me in the last year. I really started practicing this, and it was truly life transforming. I mean, it really took my relationship with God to a whole new level. And now God gives me content ideas and story ideas for my social media, business ideas, guidance. So after you pray something, whether it be your business or any types of prayers, I encourage you to meditate daily. Just set a timer. Just set start with 2 minutes, because let's just talk about how stinking hard it is to be still. It is hard to be quiet. We live in a very busy world where we have distractions all around us. I mean, you have the world at your fingertips with technology, literally. So remember, when we're praying, we need to position ourselves to hear from the Lord. So you're going to try to turn off those distractions. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to pray. You're going to say, Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray, God, put on my full armor to help me stand firm against the enemy and his attacks. Because the first thing that you do when you try to go into the secret place and you try to pray to God, the enemy is going to attack you. He's going to attack you. So you need to be praying, and you need to be alert, and you need to be paying attention. Because the moment that you close your eyes and you try to shut off your mind and think of nothing, and you start to hear a negative thought, I want you to really push past that, because that is going to be the enemy swooping in. It's going to make you feel bad for not spending more time with God. God would never do that. God is so happy with 2 minutes. Just like as think about being a parent and think about with your children. You don't get upset that they didn't spend more time with you. Of course, you would have loved to have more time, but if that's all they had time for, you would be thankful for it. You wouldn't be upset with them, like, why didn't you spend the other parts of your day with me, right? So anytime you have those thoughts, I want you to think about being a parent yourself and thinking about how you would feel with your own children, because God is our Father and we are His children. You're going to toss out that lie and you're going to replace it with truth, and you're just going to pray. And I honestly just imagine myself in God's throne room, sitting at His feet, a lot of times I sit on the floor when I'm meditating. I don't know why, I just do. And I just imagine myself sitting at his feet. And I breathe slowly and I try to shut my mind off. The moment I start thinking of something, I try to turn it off. And you will be so blessed by this. And friend, there might be a lot of times where you feel nothing. You might meditate for 2 minutes and be like, you know what? I got nothing out of that. Well, no, you didn't, because no time spent with God is wasted. No time is wasted. God will use every single minute that you spend with him. And you might not know it in that moment, but later on, you will know. Because if you are praying over your business and then you meditated for 2 minutes, guess what's going to happen? Throughout the day, the Lord is going to give you little downloads, little nudges in your spirit. He's going to drop little ideas in your mind and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. Because you meditated and God gave you that idea. I'm telling you guys, this is a complete game changer. It really is. It is a game changer. When I started meditating, I was blown away by the guidance that the Lord would give me in my business. I mean, absolutely blown away. Don't get discouraged if you hear nothing. I know it's very hard, but you just have to practice this. Just start for 2 minutes a day. And then, you know, right after you pray, just do this for 2 minutes a day. And you will start to get the hang of it. It's really hard at first if you've never practiced this, because I know it's so hard to quiet our minds and to get into a quiet place where you're not hearing noises that are going to really distract you. But I promise he will pour back into you after you just poured your heart out to him in prayer. He's going to guide you. He's going to help you. He's going to give you that next best step that you should do in whatever that you are asking for him. Also, don't get stuck waiting on God. I talked about this in one of my previous episodes. If you have a hard time making a decision, because you need to continue to move and take action. Like if you have this big decision that you make and you prayed on it and you don't feel like God has given you an answer at that moment, that is whenever you have freedom to choose and you just choose. And then God is going to guide you. He's going to lead you. If you're on the wrong path, he's going to tilt you and he's going to move you and he's going to shape you and he's going to put you right onto that right path that you should be on. So don't get discouraged if you hear nothing, feel nothing, but you have to keep pursuing. The Bible says, seek and you will find. Promise, friend, you're going to find him. Okay, so another thing that you can do to have a kingdom business is to target Christian women. If your audience is male and female, then just target Christians. But if you are starting to figure out that you are attracting the wrong audience, a whole bunch of people that you are not feeling aligned with, then you need to shift and change your audience and start targeting Christians. I love targeting Christian women, and a lot of times I actually get people who are not Christians, but they don't mind learning from one. And what does that do? Well, first of all, that lets me be an example, right? I get to show them Jesus. And it also gives me some really amazing clients that I get to work with because we feel aligned with one another. And how much would you love that if you could feel so aligned and have these dream clients coming at you, wanting to pay you because they feel so aligned with you and your offer? Wouldn't that feel so amazing? So whatever niche you're in, it doesn't matter. If you want Christian clients and you want an audience of believers to work with, then start targeting Christians. Because this is also going to repel the people that you don't want to work with, and it's going to help you help all the people that want to work with you. It's going to help them find you much faster. Next, you want to over-deliver on value. You want to over-deliver. You want to go above and beyond for your audience, for your clients. I don't know about you, but the best way that I want to serve my clients is like Chick-fil-A. If you do not have a Chick-fil-A where you live, I feel so sad for you because that is the Lord's chicken. And sister, those calories do not count. They don't count. It's totally fine. We get to eat whatever we want from Chick-fil-A. But how amazing is their service? They pour into their employees. They give them trainings and they take care of them. And then what do you get? You get outstanding service. It's like you don't even have to check your bag because you know everything you ordered is in that bag. And if it's not in the bag, then that was not the Lord's plan for you. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, y'all, it's so funny. Right, so anyway, think about the Chick-fil-A service. So Chick-fil-A has amazing service. They're fast, quick, over-deliver. You always have what you need, above and beyond, extra sauce, extra napkins, all the things. Give your customers some Chick-fil-A service, okay? Be a pleasure to work with. Be a blessing. Be exceptional in your service. This reminds me of Matthew 5:41. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Give them the shirt off your back. They want 1 mile, go two with them. Go above and beyond. When they leave working with you, when they leave speaking to you, when they have just finished watching your content, binging your episodes or your reels, how do you want them to feel? A lot of times people don't remember what we said to them. They remember how you made them feel. How you made them feel. Do you want them to walk away feeling inspired and feeling valued? One way to really make people feel valued is by listening. Listen to your clients. Listen to your audience. Do surveys. Ask them questions. Okay, let's do a quick recap. And then I'm going to share one last thing that is going to be so fun. You have to submit your life to God. You have to say, God, I believe in you. You created me to do amazing works, and you have to live your life for God. The second thing, you need to lay your business on the altar. You need to have some prayer and some meditation. That is going to be a huge game changer for you. Last, amazing, customer service and serve their socks off. Serve their socks off. Give them an amazing experience when they encounter you. All right, guys, are you ready for it? This is a life-changing prayer that is going to rock your world if you will faithfully pray over it daily and then be expectant for what the Lord is going to do. I want you to pray this prayer right now with me. I'm going to say it. I want you to repeat it after me, and then I have something fun to share. Dear Lord, give me the wisdom to do the thing that you put me on this earth to do in a way that pleases you and serves the people that you put me here to serve. If you prayed that prayer, friend, I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait to see what God's going to do in your life and in your business. So I created a wallpaper for your phone with this verse on it. The link is going to be in the show notes down below, right underneath the episode. Go there. You can download this and set it as your lock screen on your phone and your wallpaper, and you can pray this prayer daily, and it is going to be a game changer for you. Girl, I am so excited for you. You are on your way to building that kingdom business. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you. One that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God, so that he may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.